Dear investors, we welcome Solucom conference call. Pascal Humbert, CEO of Solucom, and Tiffany Bordier, CFO of Solucom, will begin this presentation by commenting you highlights of 2015-2016 fiscal year and financial annual results. Please click in the invitation to access to the slideshow. A Q&A session will be organized after the presentation. Pascal Humbert, I'll let you speak.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for joining us during this conference call. Tiffany Bordier and myself are going to take you throughout the presentation. And to begin with, I would like to go back over the most important event during the year, the acquisitions of the European activities of Kurt Salmon. Kurt Salmon is a management consulting firm specialized in corporate transformation. Kurt Salmon provides an extensive range of advisory services from strategic scoping to implementation monitoring. Kurt Salmon has a deep level of expertise in numerous industries, notably in finance, manufacturing, retail, and public sector. Kurt Salmon also has cutting-edge functional skills with practices such as CFO advisory, CIO advisory, or HR management. For the record, the acquisition scope includes Kurt Salmon's activities in France, Switzerland, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Morocco, as well as the financial and CIO advisory practices in the US. This acquisition scope represents a staff of around 750 employees and revenues of 120 million euros. This acquisition is perfectly in line with Solucom's strategy, which can be summarized by growth, value enhancement, and international expansion. The acquisition has been financed via a bank loan, and Kurt Salmon was consolidated as of 1st January 2016. Let's have a look now at what the Solucom plus Kurt Salmon entity looks like. With a combined headcount of 2,500 employees, our firm ranks among the top consultancies in Europe and is by far the leading independent consultancy in France. Our clients are major or leading players in their industries. With our international presence and with the quite unique combination of our sector-specific functional and technological skills, we are able to advise clients on their more strategic transformations. And this is the message underlying our mission statement exposed in slide 4. Our portfolio is still focused on very large accounts, and it has become more balanced since the merger with Kurt Salmon. Our top 10 clients now account for 50% of our revenues, compared with 61 last year, and our top 20 for 64% compared with 77 previously. In terms of industry breakdown of our revenues, the financial sector has risen sharply from 37%, while energy and utilities sector has narrowed from 29 to 17%. You can also notice that contributions from activities outside of France now represent 10% of our sales.
A few words of our KPIs during the fiscal year. Solucom's utilization rate remained solid at 83%. This was stable on 2014-2015 levels, despite a slight dip at the beginning of 2016. Concerning Kurt Salmon, the utilization rate over the 3 months consolidation period came out at 69%. This figure is somewhat disappointing, most likely due to the backlash from Kurt Salmon team mobilization on the merger with Solucom. On Solucom perimeter, prices continued to rise, giving an average daily rate of 745 euros over the year, up 4% from last year and up 2.5% like-for-like. Kurt Salmon prices over its 3 months consolidation period also remained solid with an average daily rate of 1,062 euros. At end March, the order book of Solucom stood at 3.4 months. While this reflects an improvement on end December 2015, the visibility is still limited. Concerning human resources, at end March, the new entity had a total of 2,511 employees versus 1,514 last fiscal year. This includes 777 curtailment staff members. As you can see, we are unable for the time being to communicate all our KPIs on a consolidated basis. Since the figures coming from Solucom and Kurtzalman are not fully comparable due to differences in the firm's financial rules. Let's comment now our P&L. As you can see, Solucom generated a total revenue of 233 million euros, up 43% compared to last year, of which 15% like-for-like. Our EBIT margin was 12.8%, including the consolidation of Kurtzalman over 3 months. For the record, our target of EBIT margin was compressed between 11 and 13%, a guidance that we therefore successfully achieved. Excluding Kurtzalman, Solucom reached its highest EBIT margin at 13.9%. The difference between operating income on ordinary activities and operating income is mainly due to the acquisition costs, which amounted to 3.2 million euros, and one-off provisions and depreciation related with our acquisition for 3.4 million euros. They mainly concern premises and IT. Operating income over the period reached 23.1 million euros, increasing by 13% this year. Cost of financial debt includes 0.5 million euros attached to the bank loan contracted last January for the Kurtzalman acquisition. The net income rose by 6% and amounted to 13.4 million euros, representing a net margin of 5.7% over the period. As you can see, on a pro forma basis, the new Kurtzalman Solucom entity exceeded 320 million euros revenues and generated an estimated EBIT margin of 10.6%. Concerning the balance sheet, please note that the 93 million euros increase in non-current assets was mainly due to an increase in goodwill, which now stands at 130.4 million euros. After tests and analysis, these goodwill values were confirmed. Trade receivables amounted to 101 million euros. As a proportion of pro forma revenues, DSO reached 94 days compared to 100 days last year. In order to finance the acquisition of Kurtzalman's European activities, Solucom contracted a global financing package of 120 million euros, giving the group immediate access to 95 million euros, plus two lines of credit for 10 and 15 million euros respectively, which have not been drawn yet. At end March, the net financial debt at the end of the period stood at 58.8 million euros, representing a limited gearing at 0.7. This slide also shows that Solucom will submit the proposal of a 0.41 euros dividend for approval at the annual general meeting in July, which represents an increase of 5% compared to last year. As in past year, the dividend represents a distribution rate of 15% of our net profit.
Let's come back to Kurtzalman and talk about the post-merger combination program. This program has been launched as soon as the acquisition has been finalized at the beginning of 2016. Rather than absorb Kurtzalman within Kurtzalman or the reverse, we've chosen to combine the skills and the teams of the two firms within an integrated model to create a new consultancy. A new firm with a new value proposition, rather unique on the market. A new firm in order to mobilize all the teams of Kurt Salmon and Solicom in a common project. A new firm symbolized by a new brand, which we will be launching in September 2016. And our goal is to make this new consultancy completely ready and operational for our second half. To ensure the success of this merger, we have adopted a structured approach based on five streams, as shown on slide 11, comprising roughly 70 projects. 70 projects monitored by a dedicated team led out by one of our partners. And even more important, we've involved all our teams in this program, with more than 1,500 staff contributing in meetings, workshops, and via our social network. We are now entering the decisive steps of this program, and several results have already been appearing. For instance, the firm's future operating model, the gathering of our teams in common premises, the ramp-up of synergies, and maybe most important of all, the gradual emergence of a collective spirit between the management teams of the two firms. As you can see, the merger process is well underway, and several positive results are already apparent. But the most difficult probably lies ahead. We have to ensure success of the new firm launch while keeping our operational performance under control, notably within Kurt Salmon, and avoiding disturbances while we step in our new operating model. I'm here speaking specifically of the human factor and the staff attrition risks. What are the next key dates of the merger programs? First, the 8th of July, the date of our corporate event to celebrate the birth of our new firm. Then September 2016, when we will be launching our new brand. And finally, March 2017, with the finalization of the last project, notably with the rollout of our common ERP and the convergence of our HR models and policies. A few words now concerning the outlook. First of all, I'd like to say that we continue to be optimistic about the market trends for the year ahead. And this is good news, as it will enable us to focus on our strategic priorities. During the first half, we will be focused on ensuring the success of the merger program and on launching and positioning of our new brand on the market. During the second half, we intend to capitalize on our new value creation potential in terms of commercial wins, utilization rate improvement, and price increases. A potential which should also enable us to review our 2020 strategic objectives that we will be publishing with our interim results at the end of November. The success of the merger with Kurt Salmon is the key objective for 2016, even more than our short-term financial performances. Nevertheless, we are targeting revenues of over €340 million, implying full-year growth of over 45%, of which 4% organic. And as you can see, we will then be achieving a true change of scale. In terms of profitability, we are targeting an operating income of over €34 million, implying a double-digit EBIT margin. Thank you very much for your attention.